What is the time, is it?
It is
6:03.
6:03. 6:03. Okay. We'll have a debate. Everyone rise. We'll say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
It's out of my mouth. Okay. So, first order for tonight will be to approve the February 6 minutes.
Take the motion.
Second.
Any revisions or amendments? No? I'll take the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I probably shouldn't sign these until the end, right?
No, do whatever you want.
First on our resolutions, yes, sir.
Before you go to here, can I request that we withdraw this? I don't know, it doesn't need to be on the table if I'm going to request that we withdraw it.
20?
Yeah.
Okay.
So before you move it, or I don't know, maybe it's more.
Do you want to make a motion to open it up for discussion? Or?
No, we want to withdraw it for now. I think there's been some discussions. Tom and I had a conversation earlier today, and there's been some discussions with the health department that we may not want to invest a lot of money into this water tower, and we may not want to have an agreement that places this cell tower there if we're considering some other kind of replacement. And so I think for right now we just want to withdraw this motion, and then for the resolution, and if, you know, in the future we decide that we want to move forward with this contract, we'll just resubmit it.
Okay. All right. Do we need to take any action on that with a motion?
Well, if it's going to be withdrawn, it was proposed by yourself and Dean, so one of you would have to make a motion to withdraw it.
I'll move to withdraw it.
A second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next, establishing capital project 535 body camera purchase and amending the 2019-2024 capital improvement program and the 2019 capital project fund for the Ulster County Sheriffs.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Second. Open for a discussion?
I know that there's nobody representing the sheriff here, but this was really an initiative that the county executive Hine had started with the previous sheriff, and we wanted to get everybody body cameras who was on a shift. So not every single person is going to have a body camera to take home, but every person who's working on the shift, and I believe both corrections and road, will have a camera on them at all times. This is just purchasing the cameras for that program.
Is this a first-time purchase,
replacement? This is a first-time purchase. They had a small pilot program where some corrections officers, I believe, had body cameras, but this is full rollout, and this is the first time that we're purchasing them.
That's great. Okay. Any further?
I'd like to have my name added as a sponsor on this.
Okay. Mine also, please.
Nana?
I'll be on it.
Well, I'll join.
I think I'm on here already.
Our entire committee?
Maybe. Yeah. There you go. Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll take a vote. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It's passed. Next resolution, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under 6 NYCRR, Part 617. For the SECRA Act by Ulster County Legislator for the construction of a public safety training facility in the town of Ulster.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Hey. There was additional SECRA materials provided by the Department of Planning since last night, and they had one question, I don't know if anybody here knows it, which was, what is the acreage that's actually... No, I'm sorry.
No, that was
different resolution. Never mind. we did have extra materials on this one as well, right?
Right.
Never mind.
Dennis completed, this process at like 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon. So I know he sent documents late yesterday afternoon, but it was really him working up until 4 o'clock yesterday and not him having the documents and just sending them late. Currently is a fire training center there. We're just upgrading it.
So the retention pond on site, it was mapped as a wetland. Is it going to be used as a retention pond? Or currently the existing fire pond is mapped as a wetland. The pond was constructed as a water source. Should we take a look at...
I believe it's same use.
It's going to be a retention pond.
Yes.
We should clear that up so it's not mapped as a wetland.
I think it would have to be a wetland.
Yeah?
It was constructed. It's man-made, but I would still think that it would be...
This is a good use of a wetland as long as it's not...
You can draft out of there. Yeah. And
they don't have any toxic materials going into it.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Oh, sorry.
That is a question, and that is, and I think I've asked it before, but just now that we're getting ready to move on this, are there any firefighting foams used on the site?
No.
And any runoff would be captured?
Yes. Well, and it's self-contained inside the building, and the building itself has, yes, a retention, has a drainage system that will contain.
Okay. Just given,
when you say runoff, that threw me off, but yes, any of the water used will be used inside the building, and then it will be captured.
Into those retention ponds. Okay.
There hopefully will be no runoff.
I think even before those ponds. They described it as a closed system.
Yeah.
Yes.
You good? All right. If there's no other discussion, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that has been moved. Next resolution, 106, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design services for the gym wall repair. The project's located at SUNY Ulster.
Is there
a motion to move? Okay, second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Questions?
Looks pretty straightforward.
I should add my name.
And this is actually a work order, so they'll start the work, or does it have to go out to bid?
So the work order back last year, I guess I could let David the Dean of Administration is here, last year you approved a master agreement with DASNY, and then we came to you and said that any project would require this work order, so it's not like you're just approving everything under that master agreement. You'll see the next three resolutions are all work orders.
Yep.
Okay.
And this is that gym wall that's been falling. We had a 21-day state amendment on this to redo the gym wall. DASNY came down, did the full assessment. They have a solution designed for the gym wall. So this is going to be taking off the bricks, doing flashing behind it, securing the gym wall, and then moving forward. So this is the design component. Hopefully, if the state budget stays enacted, it's been included. This project phase two has been included in the state budget. This will then be included, coming back probably in May for a resolution for the construction component. This is the design.
Okay, so we'll see another. That's like
absolutely.
I see so many come forward.
Yes.
I'm like, holy cow! But there's basically not a lot of.
And
projects.
It's going to be as the phases go.
The different phases.
Right, the different phases.
You probably won't see a work order at that point. We'll have gone out for bid.
So DASNY's doing the work in-house. So the way this is working, it'll come back through as another work order. They will sub it out directly. They'll be in charge of their subs, but our contractor will be with DASNY. So it will be coming through as another work order for that project.
And just for the record, this is not about building or expanding any dormitories.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You sign that.
And if I could go back just a second to the body cam I forgot, resolution number 96, it doesn't change any my vote, but they had the signatures of the contracting agent dated 1-1-0-0-0-1, which would have been very, very early in the county's history.
Mm-hmm.
So just a note to them, I don't know, in case it makes a difference, they might
want to get a... Was there a dinosaur involved with
that? Yeah, it was on a couple of the different contract sheets.
Okay, good catch. Thank you. Next, Resolution 107, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design management services of a DASNY term consultant for design services and use staff to manage construction for the Phase 1 window replacement project for Jacob Hardingberg Hall for Ulster Community College.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Did we have a number for how many windows this ends up being?
We can get that for you. We do have the number. I don't know off the top of my head. This is going to be, we're looking to do the north side of Hardingberg first. That's the worst kind of offenders in that building, getting those replaced. And then we're going to start on the south side, but I can certainly get you the number of windows.
And will these be highly insulated
windows
that will help with energy efficiency?
Absolutely. So that's one of the goals. A lot of the windows were put in with the first construction down there in 68, so trying to get them up to, getting them up to par. Also to be improved escape routes, all that kind of stuff that's new kind of code right now. So once we start this, it'll be bring them all up to code, energy efficiencies, and they'll do all the inspections and blower tests to make sure that we're becoming energy efficient as we move forward.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, they've been great.
And how are the doors going? Did they all get replaced?
That's the next one.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Put my foot in my mouth. All right, so I'll entertain a motion to approve
it's
this
moved.
Resolution.
Yeah. It's moved.
It's
seconded.
Moved. So call the vote.
All, aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Any names? Pass that down. Okay, now we'll go to the doors. I knew I saw doors somewhere. I just, for some reason, thought we were further ahead on them. Okay, Resolution 108. Approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of New York State to provide design management services of a term consultant for design services and use staff to manage construction for the Hardingberg and Vanderland Hall door replacement project. Do you hear a motion to move the resolution?
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion?
Also the number
we'll get the number
of doors
on this
one.
So these are unique. They're the two folds. So you go in and then there's another set of doors. So they're going to be doing the entire envelope and the entire window for those doors. And handicap accessibility will be improved. So right now we have handicap accessibility on some of the doors, not all of the doors. We're looking to improve that as we go forward.
It's a fairly high price per door, as I recall, but
yes.
The fact that it's a double seal is energy efficient and all of that.
And it's all glass encasement, so trying to make sure it matches with the other doors, but that we're also getting the energy efficiencies, getting the operability for the ADA, and making sure that they open and close properly, and that we can get them secured. So that's the other area. A lot of the doors right now, they're so old, they're not locking properly, we're having a lot of trouble. And especially with our student population, we want to make sure we're adhering to what they need. And the accessibility is a big
component.
I remember
there was something for security, but we couldn't figure out why doors were security, but
yeah,
it's the locking mechanism.
So as they're aging, the locking mechanisms are breaking, they're blowing open. During that crazy windstorm, we had a lot of doors literally blowing open, and we don't want to have to lock the doors to keep them closed, so it comes to security issue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
All right, if there's no further discussion, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution 109, establishing capital project number 534, reconstruction of various roads in Ulster County.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Do we have any discussion? Comments?
Tentative list is available.
The list is
it's
here. Actually on the third page of them.
26 miles of road, oil and chip.
That's right, sorry.
And if I could, I'd like to introduce Brendan Masterson.
who was recently appointed to fill Joe Whitaker's role as Highways and Bridges Field Operations Manager. Mm-hmm. And Brendan is responsible for programming road construction, annualized road construction.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. This looks good.
There's no other discussion. I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 111, establishing capital project number 534, reconstruction of various roads in Ulster County Department of Public Works. Your motion?
This is the 111 is Seneca pavement marking.
Yeah, we,
you read the one
we
for
voted
109.
We voted on
109.
Yeah, this is
so this is 111.
This is 111.
It's Seneca pavement marking.
Okay, read that one. 111.
Oh, that's odd. Okay, well, so we'll change 111, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county for Seneca Pavement Marking, Inc. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. I thought I was reading it right.
Yeah, I do have one question about this, which is, do we
crazy.
Do separately bidding for any kind of, for the bumper markings? Is that something that the county does any of, like we have on state highways, where along the pavement marking in the center line, there's a driver alert? I don't know what you would call that. We don't use those at all.
No.
Okay. Is that because our roads don't generally have speeds that warrant that?
Right. And they're pretty narrow.
And the roads are narrow?
Pretty narrow.
Yeah, you really wouldn't have any place to even put them. Right? Herb?
And the success of those are balanced, the safety is balancing with the life of the road. You notice a lot of roads that the state has done, the center lines are falling apart because they're introducing that rumble strip.
Rumble strip, that's the word.
Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Rumble strip.
They are incredibly valuable, mm-hmm. you know, where they have put them. I know that I appreciate the warning. Sometimes I'm just like momentarily distracted and it's really I think a very valuable.
Just make sure
feature.
You haven't had a few cocktails in the summer, because then
drink?
The cop is down the road, he hears it, and it's like a little signal. Well, it's going off the road and come right after you.
That's a good point.
So
absolutely.
I didn't know if that might be a separate contract than
right?
this, but we just don't have it as a contract. Okay.
Thus far, we have not.
We haven't seen
so
a
need quiet on the streets.
Thank you.
Said that all. The thing is on.
Nobody
yeah.
Okay.
I hear those rumble strips when I put on my blinker and go into the other lane
yes.
to give a 3-foot wide berth to cyclists and pedestrians, and then I hear it when I go back
okay.
and signal and get back into my lane.
Okay. We had to change the cover sheet on it.
Oh, okay.
All right, if there's no other discussion, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. That's Seneca Pavement going through. Okay. Resolution 113, authorizing the chair of Ulster County Legislature to request that New York State Department of Transportation abandon certain highway lands along U.S. Route 209 in the town of Wawarsing, hamlet of Napanock. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
This is the one where we didn't have the exact acreage.
I can't figure out where it is, too. I mean,
we
abandon a road, is essentially, is that for use as a...
So what this is that the state right now, it's along the state highway, and the state has a maintenance easement along basically the shoulder of the highway. This is right in front of the White Wolf property, who is making this request. They made the request to the state. The state said that they needed to come to the county and have the county do a resolution requesting that the state abandon it. It would then come, it would fall to us, and then the county, we would come back and make another request that the county abandon the property, and then
the white wolf, it would then fall to the property owner. There's like a triangular space that the property owner is trying to build on, and this easement falls within that triangular space. It's really no benefit to the county doing this. It's just that it was requested by the state for us to do it this way. It's a benefit to the underlying property owner.
Tracy?
So would automatically, once we, if we're successful and it's abandoned, when we abandon it, would it automatically go to the landowner?
To the underlying landowner. And this is a special section of highway law that allows this, which is why we're not like surplus, like why we wouldn't have to surplus it and put it up for auction. With these easements, you're allowed under highway law, and this is the only way to do that. And it's the only way for the state to abandon it, which is what they're willing to do.
And can I just add, when you say white, what is White Wolf? I'm sorry.
That
the restaurant.
The restaurant. Okay.
So technically it's his property, but the state has an easement, so
he
that he couldn't
build
on
it. Because of the easement.
Okay, so it was always his property. It's
yes.
Okay, all right.
So it is an easement.
Yes.
So it's really not to abandon certain highway lands along US 209. It's to abandon certain highway maintenance easement along US 209.
Can clarify this.
So I don't know the exact history of this, but in general, a lot of these older state routes, the county appropriated the land, and then they turned over, 30s. Then they turned over maintenance jurisdiction to the state so that they became state highways. We have quite a few state highways in Ulster County that went through that path. Then Route 209 was relocated to the southeast, leaving a portion of land that you can see here.
You want to pass that around?
Yeah, I'll pass that around. That's the highway boundary.
Oh,
the highway used, so we're talking about old roadbed.
Yeah.
Because the road was moved to the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And now the state no longer has a need for maintenance jurisdiction of that land. Technically, the property still has frontage, but the land isn't needed by the state. The county certainly doesn't need it. We would have no use for that. So in my opinion.
How many feet deep is that?
I don't have the dimensions of it.
Dennis didn't have it either. This is a planning resolution, but Dennis didn't have the exact.
Google Maps, it looks like it's about 20 feet, and it's about three times that long. I mean, compared to what the building is.
Looking
and
at the state highway
there.
Width as compared to the width of the property, it's about four times the state highway width, so that's more like 100 feet.
I thought the estimate last night was that it was just under a quarter of an acre. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, but it's just on the one side. I mean, from the edge of the road.
The fact that
I'm saying is that's the highway width.
Right.
You're right. That's what we're conveying.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's 100.
I mean, if it's an easement, then we're just basically removing any rights to his property. But if it's not, then we're turning over land to somebody for free.
Yeah, that's.
So I guess Tom's saying it's not an easement. I think of it as an easement.
The county appropriated the land and the state. So that's why the county is abandoning this land, because the county has the underlying ownership of it through appropriation in the 30s. The state has maintenance jurisdiction over it, so they must release maintenance jurisdiction in order for this to happen.
So it's the fact that it's an old one. We did it today. We'd probably do it as an easement rather than an appropriation. Or they still do that? They appropriate the land?
Yeah.
New York State.
The county appropriated the land and did appropriation takings of the land in the 30s. And then turned over maintenance jurisdiction to the state. It was all one process. It didn't happen where the county took it and then years later the state took it. That was the process in the 30s.
A consolidated process.
Yes.
Okay.
So the county was essentially, and we had DPW had its own surveying staff. The county would do the survey and do the appropriation turnover maintenance jurisdiction. We've done this. The county did this in Gardner, down at the Tuttle Town. Right.
There was a bridge about that.
Yep. Right. We did it there. We've done it on 212 in Shandaken. That's how I know a little bit about this. As director of real property,
The state has a lot of property like this.
Exactly.
And the state actually leases like 600 or 700 pieces. They lease it for a fee that they get every year. From parcels like this.
Like if the owner here wanted to lease the property, they would go to the state. The state would grant them a permit, charge them a fee for their use, for instance, for parking.
Mm-hmm. But the state would retain underlying liability to do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this washes the state's hands.
Right. And gets the county out of it.
Right.
Unless the state asks for a wholeheartedness agreement. Anyway.
But this is just for the state, because then it has to come to us after,
again.
And then we, okay.
Yes.
So we essentially put this property line all the way along the highway.
Yeah.
But if you were to pass this resolution and then the next resolution were to not pass, we would then be the new owner of this random piece of property right across the street from Napanock Correctional Facility.
But then in April we can put it up for auction and sell it for $100,000.
Yeah. Not worthwhile to anybody but this property owner.
Right,
was
which means he should be pitching in a little bit of money then.
Thank you.
Well,
otherwise we're starting to give land away. I mean, I could pass this resolution, but I think I'd question the next one that would come up, just for that reason. We're setting a precedent.
Describe the process a lot better.
Yeah.
If you were here, so I would recommend asking.
Yeah. Right now, it's not our property; it's the state, right?
Right.
So
I'm okay with this resolution, but because we've had instances where we've got a lot of paper streets in our town. And folks are starting to use them as driveways, for the last 30 years. If they actually want that property, though, they need to get it appraised. They have to go to the town and make an offer. I mean, it's not a substantial amount, but it just makes things cleaner than giving away property. So.
I mean, according to this, it's a little over a third of an acre.
Yeah. My house is on a quarter of an acre.
You could put a strip mall in there.
Consignment shop.
I think we might be ready to vote.
Yeah. If there's no further discussion, I'll entertain.
Hold on a second,
ma'am.
I need to be clear, first of all, that the language is correct about abandonment as opposed to abandoning the lands rather than.
They have to abandon the land. I was wrong. I confused things when I said easement. We have the underlying land. They have maintenance jurisdiction, as Tom said,
right.
Which they have to abandon.
The maintenance jurisdiction.
And when they abandon, it'll revert to us.
Automatically.
Okay. And then we can take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
and ask questions about the next step.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I just was still
was
confused.
Too. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved.
That's all public works resolutions, so I'm going
to
head out.
I just want to say that I tend to agree with Legislator Petit that I'm concerned about setting a precedent of just turning the land over. We had a lot of discussion about Santa Fe and, what should be done and what's fair. And I think that's a bigger discussion, but this is a first step.
Right. If I could. What Dennis, I think, could describe for us is the law that applies to the abandonment of lands in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
It can only be abandoned to the parties to which it was originally taken from,
right.
Okay.
As an appropriation. So it has to go to the to the adjoining properties that now adjoin the road.
Yeah.
There is a law that requires that.
Right.
So this
it's under highway law.
It's under highway law. So this isn't.
Not the same circumstance as some of these others.
So when we take that next step, when that next step is proposed, that's where I think we really want to get into a deeper discussion.
He was there last night at Economic Development. He just wasn't here tonight.
Maybe okay. Even in advance of that meeting, if we could just get the information out. So
yeah, give us his copy of
the law. An outline of the process.
I can see it as distinct, but it just would help to have the background.
Okay.
Before you leave.
Yes.
Under new business, I'm going to propose that the legislature write a letter and to increase our CHIP funding and to put back to restore our extreme winter recovery funds. It would be really nice if the executive branch would do a similar.
Okay. I will
motion.
Take that to the Delta Pilot.
Need to do it soon. The budget needs to get passed by April 1st.
Okay.
They did a lot of chopping.
Does he have that paperwork?
They did a lot of chopping.
He's got a
got it. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
See you, Mark.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
And I'll get you.
Okay.
Email me.
Next resolution. This is amended. Number 121, establishing a solid waste planning commission pursuant to Ulster County Charter C11K to review county plans for solid waste management and recommend alternative means of solid waste disposal. A motion, please.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we're open for discussion. Chairwoman Bartels.
Thank you. In the packet is not the amended version. It's a hard copy. So
they
you can look at your hard copy. So if I can give just a take just a moment to give a little bit of backstory to some of what I spoke about last month at my speech. I met with the chair of the Resource Recovery Agency, Chair Wadanola, and we sat down along with Tim Rose. And our legislative counsel, David Gordon, was present as well. And we talked a little bit about the process because the RRA was about to undertake hiring an engineering firm to help draft the local solid waste management plan, which is their charge. I wanted to have a conversation because of two things. One, several years ago, we passed a resolution and we asking the agency to amend our agreement requiring that any bonding over $500,000 come back to the legislature, and that happened, so we're now intimately entwined. And two, the process for the local solid waste management plan requires that once the draft is created that it comes back to the legislature for approval. So we're connected in that way as well. They had submitted a draft local solid waste management plan 6.5 years ago. The DEC held it without returning it for 6.5 years, returned the draft, which was essentially by the agency's own, you can imagine 6.5 years ago was before any discussion of GUS, before any green sword, before any of those recycling issues we're facing now. So what they had submitted was essentially no longer relevant. So in the meeting with the chair, I discussed the possibility of having the legislature and the RRA work in tandem. Of course, they still are the planning unit. They would still be hiring Cornerstone. Cornerstone would still be moving forward because there's especially a concern of meeting the time deadline. Initially, when they returned the draft, they asked for it to be returned to them in 2 months. Independent of this resolution, an extension was given to extend that time to August. So that's still the time period we're working within. But I think we came a long way, and the agency agreed that, and actually even Cornerstone agreed that it would be helpful even to make the process shorter to have input on the front end, because it's going to have to come back to us without, so right. Why not work together?
Right.
The changes that I've made in the draft resolution are, as you can see, starting with the second resolved. We delete the second resolved, and I specified more clearly. I think that I'd like to see, and this was discussed with both Chair Wadanola and the full board of the RRA. I went to the board meeting and presented the concept to the full board of the RRA and got their approval. And we talked about six members from the legislature, three from the RRA. I thought it was important that three of the members would be from the majority, three would be from the minority, but that at least one from the majority and one from the minority would be from this committee, and one would be from the Environment Committee, because both those committees have expertise and connection. And then the third member would be up to the majority and minority leader. I left it to their appointments. And then the three members of the RRA board are on the RRA board's recommendation. Anyone else, they're going to be public meetings, so anyone else can be involved.
Right.
Everyone's well aware of the timeline. And again, they've already hired Cornerstone at $145,000. Cornerstone is initiating their work. Their Cornerstone is going to come and speak to the legislature, just explain what a local solid waste management plan. There are a lot of changes. Part 365 has gone into effect, and that's created changes in the planning procedure. And basically, one of the big changes is that what comes out of this process, the local solid waste management plan, is going to have benchmarks that it never had before.
Right.
It used to be that there would be a 10-year plan, and that would be the plan, and it would sit on a shelf, and you would follow it. Now, you're required to every 2 years measure how you've progressed against the plan, which
right.
is, I think, a good thing, because
right.
it'll keep us honest and engaged. I'm beyond that third. I mean, I'm going to advocate that. I'm really hopeful that we're going to use this process to bring the rest of the legislature up to speed, to bring the rest of the legislature into the process. I'd like to, through this committee and the Environment Committee, and with the RRA's cooperation, schedule some more of the types of field trips we've had before, so that people who haven't been to sites around
okay.
the state can go and see those
see.
Sites, whether they're on the commission or not. But I think that this is a real win-win
yeah.
in terms of partnership with the agency. It's time limited. It's going to end on December 31st. The report's going to be, the plan's going to be done before December 31st. Tim Rose is, if he were here today, he would tell you it's his engineering, and Herb can probably speak to this, it's his license that's on the line. He would tell you that. So it's really critical that it get done. But, a major firm, Cornerstone, has done plans for counties all across the state. So there's no expectation that we're going
to
slow the process. And again, I want to reiterate that the member from Cornerstone felt that this kind of engagement at the front end would actually help the process move more quickly.
Just before Laura leaves, do you want to have an impact on this vote on this resolution?
Yeah, I would be a no vote as it's written. There's some errors in it, including the amount of solid waste that's generated that needs to be at least doubled. The agency has not recognized in recent years that solid waste is every component of the waste stream, including compost
and
recycling.
Yeah, I'm
also,
to
as
some
far
of that
as them saying that we have to look at the draft plan, we had to fight tooth and nail for them to get us a copy of the draft plan for the Solid Waste Improvement Commission, because at that time they said we couldn't see it until the DEC approved it. So that there's just too many different stories that are being told. And if we're going to do anything, I would prefer no one from the agency is on the committee.
Okay,
I can
answer that.
We keep getting all these articles, and we can't recycle, and we can't do this.
Well,
tell me what we can do.
I can answer both those questions. One, if I hear your point on the number, and then we can change the whereas. I would hope you wouldn't vote no based on that number. I'd be happy to change the number of the tonnage to reflect whatever's the accurate number,
mm-hmm.
and it's a point well taken that if we're adding in recycling, and I assume you mean C&D, everything, then
yes.
that number is much
yes.
higher. So I'll change that number.
Significantly higher.
In terms of the second point,
sludge.
The RRA is the planning unit for the local solid waste management plan. So we could take them out of this process by resolution, and we had this discussion with the agency, by making ourselves the local solid waste management plan, but that would mean that we would be footing the $145,000 bill, that we would be taking over all that responsibility. I think it answers, and maybe you and I can talk offline, because I think the fact that we're actually achieving partnership with them, that they're not saying, no, you can't see it, that they're saying, you can actually be a part of it and you can have input, is really... it's really a major improvement, and this is the first step toward that. That this, we're actually going to be at the table with members of the RRA defining the creation of that plan for the first time ever, because long there has been a split, long there has been that secrecy.
But you're seeing emails are sending, so I really,
what emails are
the
sending?
Emails with articles that recycling is not working and it's all going to landfills, and I don't see that level of cooperation. So
but this
that
is
willing
your
to
opportunity
sit at the table
to
with
this
us
is your opportunity to have a,
they,
have
they
a
have
voice in
the recycling
plan.
Oversight.
This, but this is actually informing the plan itself. I mean, this is our alternative is to let them, is to say, well, they're not cooperating, and let them go and do it, and then when we get a plan back, say, well, we do or don't agree. So I think this is actually something that, you know, we should be, well, we can talk about it more.
Manager.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to
okay,
Laura. Laura and the others.
Good night.
Hear that. That, the work that we've been doing around large generator food waste composting has been incredibly collaborative. They have been very cooperative. All the stakeholders are at the table that I can think of, or we can collectively think of, and if anybody else knows of anyone, the presentations have been very well received, and you know, yes, there have been problems in the past. I personally think that the fact that we've been exporting our waste for all these years is a really costly.
Oh my God! Phenomenal
solution. But I not only very strongly support this, but I think there is an urgency in the sense that we've got essentially 9 months to get this right. And, you know, and I think Cornerstone has a lot of responsibility. But one of my concerns was that they were going to work with the agency and develop a plan and then hand it to us, mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. we could try to have input along the way. This sort of ensures, and it ensures, a range of diverse views. So I don't know where we are in the process, if this has been moved and seconded, but I want to speak in favor.
I moved it. All right, I just got a question for Tracy just before I vote. Now, if we go ahead and pass this, I want to support this tonight. Down the road, would we be able to take some of Laura's input? And still,
yes, I'm going to call Laura. I mean, I'm going to stay for laws and rules, so I'll call Laura tomorrow, and I can address any of those.
Please
changes.
Do that,
because
I know she's into this a lot. She knows a lot.
Or do we want to postpone this until next Tuesday?
Urge that you don't
next Tuesday
it.
Before caucus, and then vote on it. Then I mean, it'll be done before.
She's
going to
vote no. I think.
Yeah,
I think she's
from
vote
this
out.
Committee, she may change her vote when it goes to the floor. You know, she's gonna have an opportunity to work with Tracy.
I mean, this is honestly such a win-win for us.
Yeah.
As Amanda's saying, it's a chance for the first.
Right.
Actually, I believe that Laura's almost making my argument by saying, in the past, we haven't had a seat at the table, and that's what
puts
this
us there.
Is.
Right.
And not just that, this puts six of us, technically seven, because I'm on every committee, seven of us at the table, and they're going to welcome anyone else who sits
right.
in. You know, it's a moment in time, as Manna's saying.
Where
we
before,
have,
they didn't want nothing to do with the legislature.
We have nine months
I remember that
to
all
get it
years
right,
I've been here, right
in terms of the report, and then we have a lot of work to do. And it, with regard to this, I read that email earlier, and I look around this room, this committee, including Laura, this is a committee that's filled with a wealth of experience and expertise that would all be well served
right.
having input in this. I'm gonna reach out to members on both sides of the aisle. I know that the minority gets to appoint their own, but for example, I'm thinking someone like Kevin Roberts, who served on
right.
the board before, who might not be the logical choice. I believe strongly that we need to get everybody mm-hmm. to the table to work through our differences.
Right.
So that we can come out in some kind of united
okay.
fashion. I'm not afraid of bringing someone who right now is at the total opposite side from where I sit, because that's how we're gonna
right.
find some way
right.
to collaborate. So I really urge that and this is going to environment too. So
I'll make a motion
all right, so
that we amend the resolution that will include the proper
total tonnage.
Generated solid waste annual amount.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that correct number.
Okay. I'll second that.
All right, so the motion was made by Herblitz, seconded by Manager O'Green to amend.
I just have a word of caution that that's going to be a hard number to pin down.
I suggest we just use the numbers that Laura suggested, which is...
It says approximately.
That we say 300,000 tons. She said twice, which would be 260. Let's put 300. It's approximately 300,000 tons.
I'll check the numbers. I'll ask the agency what they're recycling.
You should ask the agency and the DEC.
Mm-hmm, I will.
And ask where they're setting their boundary. That's the question, is what they're...
And whatever number goes in there, it's a whereas.
Yeah, that's what I'm with you.
Actually, you could take that whole thing out. You don't even have to say how much we generate. We're going to study it.
Yeah, but I think it's good to put it in there.
I'm good with... I am totally amenable to whatever change you want for whereas.
Well, that's what's going to have to be researched between now and...
Well, we can pass it based upon...
And amend just that word.
Number.
Okay, so we got an amendment on the floor that was made by Herb Litz, seconded by Manager O'Green. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And now on a resolution. Do I have a motion for...
Yeah, it's already moved and seconded. I just want to say that I also read the email messages from Tim Rose and don't see them as this, therefore we can no longer recycle, but just this is what we're up against.
Yes. Yes.
And so I think we need to have that, and I welcome this. So,
so on the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And I look forward to working with you all on it.
Any new business?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I spent all day today up with the legislature, meeting with senators and assemblymen.
Oh, the New York State Legislature.
Yes, the New York State Legislature. With regards to the budget and how it affects how local roads matter.
Yes.
There were 600 of us, so we made a pretty good impact. I would like to propose that I write a letter and hopefully be co-signed by everyone on this committee and maybe everyone in the legislature, that we support the addition of $150 million to increase the CHIPS funds and also to restore the $65 million of extreme weather recovery funds that we get every year, but the governor pulls it out every year and then gives it back to us every year. And to make us feel good that we got what we got last year. So it makes no sense. And actually, to take that one step further and make that extreme winter recovery funds and add it to the base CHIPS number, mm-hmm. so that we do get it every year. I'll have a copy of this for you, I picked up today. But I mean, there's a large percentage of our local roads and county bridges and that are in disrepair and actually are deficient.
This is the wrong time to cut.
Yes.
For infrastructure across the state, things are not good.
And there's some other things that we spoke about today. probably 6-7 years ago, DOT and the MTA had parity. It was like 27 billion and 27 billion, whatever it was. Since then, the disparity is huge. And now they're talking about congestion pricing down in the city, and that money will go to MTA. Mm-hmm. They're talking about additional taxes, and that money will go to MTA. So that's only going to widen that gap. And let's not forget about the roads north of New York City. So I'd like to put something in there about maintaining a parity with the MTA. Also to keep the paved New York. For the past couple of years, we've been getting an extra $100 million across the state to pave our local, mm-hmm. state and local roads. And ironically, the state spends less than 5% of its capital construction program to support the local system. So what we're asking for is not a lot of money compared to the rest. Then there's a couple of things that you know, we don't even think about. There's a law in the books about minimum maintenance. So you may have a road that is only used in the summertime, but unless it's designated as a minimum maintenance road, you have to maintain it year round.
Right.
So we want to put forth some legislation to designate low volume roads as minimum maintenance roads. So there's a lot of things that the towns and counties will be able to save money on if they don't have to do this mandatory work. The other thing is, and too bad Tom is gone, because we talked about this even last month. Right now, as per the law, any funding that is, any project that's over $250,000 has to go out to bid. And we're finding that $300,000-$400,000 can be spent to replace a large bridge with county forces, but because of this law in the books, we cannot do that. So they want to up that threshold to $500,000, which will, I think, greatly increase the amount of work that the counties can do.
In-house.
And we're lucky in Ulster County because we do have a couple of good bridge crews. We've replaced bridges like the one in New Paltz with county workforce. And saved, I need to get that number, and I'm gonna bug him about it, because they did an estimate to do that under the federal aid program, and a consultant worked up a number, and it was like $1.2 or $4 million, and he didn't get me the figures, but I think we did it with in-house forces purchasing the steel, hiring a demo company to take the old bridge down, and hiring an erection company or a crane to put the new one up, and only spent like $295,000.
Yeah,
we saved like $1 million.
Transportation Council.
Well, and the reason being is people don't realize if you go out the contract, you have to pay
prevailing wage.
Yep.
All right, your county worker is doing it. He's already here, so it's not costing anything extra. But still, he's only getting paid $20, $25, $30
an hour. Right.
Your operating engineer is going to get $40, $45 an hour. It requires that 30% be minority, either women or minority business or a DBE. 6% has to be a disabled veteran. So 36% of the work has to go to subcontractors, subconsultants, in which there's always a markup on it. So each little piece escalates the cost of the project. So that's why it costs $1.2 million to do what the county can do for $300,000 or $400,000. So I would like
to ask a question on what you just said.
Sure.
Are you saying that if a project's over $250,000 that it has to go to bid no matter what, even if you have the in-house staff and ability to do it?
Yep.
Yes.
Highway law 10C4E.
If it's a highway,
and can you bid on it?
Competitive bid.
Can you bid on it yourself? Can you say you're doing it?
No, because you don't pay prevailing wage.
Right.
That's crazy.
You would have to take.
Are you including that in your letter?
I would like to. Yeah.
Yes, you should. You should include that.
That's a very low threshold.
Because if you move it up, it benefits us.
Yeah.
So do that, Herb. I don't mean to cut you short, but there's meeting that's got to take place here.
Propose doing that.
Yeah,
it's okay with the committee.
I think this committee would be glad to sign it, as hopefully the rest of the legislature will.
I'll email it around. I'll email it to everybody.
Okay.
And if they want to be, I'm gonna sign it.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign it.
Anybody else who wants to be signatory?
Yeah.
I think it would be great. We do have to do it quickly because the budget needs to be passed before April 1st.
Right.
All of this has to be put in it prior to then. And really, I think
this for everyone too. That's really good information.
I did for everybody.
No, but I mean when you send the letter around, send the backup. It's really good information.
Maybe Nettie
can
scan it.
Yeah.
So
Nettie
it can go electronically.
Nettie can make copies and put it in everybody's mailbox.
Yeah.
And you'll send it to our elected officials and
everybody
else.
Everybody.
Yeah, including great. The governor.
Yeah, even the governor.
Good.
Okay, is there any other business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Manigel, seconded by Kathy Knoll. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good meeting.
Team.
No, you have that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'll scan this and I'll send it to everybody.
Yeah, she had to be in a sofas by 7 o'clock.
In their mailboxes, too?
She had another meeting. She left around 6:40.
Maddie, I'll just leave this as it is.
Yeah, I'll take it right now, actually. Yep. Oh, let me just turn this off. Thanks,
Nettie,
Dean.
Thank you. Take care, everybody. Okay.